إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا، أما بعد. I welcome all of you in tonight's class, in which we will continue reading the explanation of the second hadith from the 40 hadith of Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah. من المنحة الربانية, from the book المنحة الربانية في شرح الأربعين النووية لفضيلة الشيخ الوالد الدكتور صالح بن فوزان الفوزان حفظه الله. الركن الثاني من أركان الإيمان. As you know, this is still the hadith of Jibreel عليه السلام, the very important hadith in which Jibreel عليه السلام, who came in a form of a man and began to ask the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم some questions. The second question was, أخبرني عن الإيمان, inform me about إيمان. The Prophet ﷺ answered by giving him the six, what is known to us, the six pillars of إيمان. We read to you in the previous classes the explanation of the first pillar of إيمان. Sajid, what is the first pillar of إيمان? أحسن, believe in Allah, Muhammad in Arabic. In Arabic, the first pillar. عندك.
إيمان بالله.
الإيمان بالله. أحسنت. الإيمان بالله. To believe in Allah. Today, إن شاء الله تعالى, الركن الثاني. الركن الثاني من أركان الإيمان. عبد الله. عندك. Believe in the angels. في العربية. من عنده؟
بالملائكة.
وبملائكة. أحسنت. الإيمان بالملائكة. طيب, قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى, الركن الثاني الإيمان بالملائكة. What does it mean to believe in the angels? And that's what this class is about tonight, inshallah تعالى. Or at least we start with this. الإيمان بالملائكة, فتؤمن بأنهم خلق من خلق الله ومن جنوده, خلقهم الله من النور. You believe that they are creatures from the creation of Allah. The angels are created by Allah. So they are from the creatures of Allah, created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمِنْ جُنُودِهِ, they are from the army of Allah, soldiers. خَلَقَهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنَ النُّورِ, Allah created them from light. An-Nur, light. Allah created them from light. And the Shaykh, he mentioned, he says, as it occurs in the hadith, and this hadith is collected by Imam Muslim in his, collected by Imam Muslim, Fadl. Turidu qalam hada?
La, la, la. Jazakallah.
Khud, khud. هذا هدية إن شاء الله. جزاك الله. هذا ليس لي. هذا لمن؟ هذا إن شاء الله. جزاك الله. As occurs in the hadith, there is in Sahih Muslim, hadith number 2996, on the authority of Aisha radiallahu anha, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, خلقت الملائكة من نور, وخلق الجان من مارج من نار, وخلق آدم مما وصف لكم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in this hadith says, خلقت الملائكة من نور. The angels were created from light. Nur, light. As for the jinn, They were created from smokeless flame of fire. Marijin min nar. As Allah tells us in Surah Al-Rahman, وَخَلَقَ الْجَانَّ مِنْ مَارِجٍ مِنْ نَارٍ. And before that Allah tells us that خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ صَلْصَالٍ كَالْفَخَارِ, sound in clay, like of that of pottery. But here, and the Prophet ﷺ, he says, and Adam, he was created from that which he was mentioned to you, meaning the Qur'an. Many are the ayahs that Allah tells us the creation, about the creation of Adam alayhi salam. قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله والملائكة جمع ملك. Now this word ملائكة in Arabic is a plural of ملك, not ملك. فتحة أون اللام, not كسرة. If you put a كسرة it will be ملك, king. Now it's malak, ma, malak. See how one fatha or kasra changed the whole thing in Arabic? Malak is the singular of malaika. Wal malaku huwa rasul. He says, Sheikh Salah Fawzi says, malak, what does it mean, this word, malak? A messenger. It means a messenger. It means a messenger. لأن الملائكة رسل من الله جل وعلا إلى عباده. شيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى says because the angels they are messengers from Allah to His servants. The angels are messengers of Allah and from Allah to His servants. As in Surah Al-Hajj, the Sheikh mentioned in Surah Al-Hajj, that's chapter 22, in the verse 75. الله يصطفي من الملائكة رسلا ومن الناس. الله يصطفي من الملائكة رسلا ومن الناس. It is He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who chose from the angels messengers. Allah chooses from the angels messengers and also from the human being. Also from the human being. Allah chose messengers. وقال الشيخ حفظه الله And the Shaykh, he says, وَهُمْ أَصْنَافٌ مُصَنَّفَةٌ كُلُّ صِنْفٍ لَهُ عَمَلٌ خَاصٌ وَكَلَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ. Shaykh, he says, and the angels, they have different roles and jobs. And every type have a specific job that is assigned to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every group of angels have a specific role and specific job that is assigned to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he began to give examples. قال فجبريل عليه السلام موكل بالوحي. Jibreel عليه السلام, his role is the wahi, the revelation. He brings revelation from Allah to those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose from His servants to receive revelation. وَمِكَائِيلْ مُوَكَّلٌ بِالْقَطْرِ وَالنَّبَاتِ. Mikael, another angel, his role and his function, that Allah assigned to him the rainfall, and the plants and vegetation that grows on the earth. Nabat. Wa Israfil muwakkalun bin nafkhi fi s-sur. Another name, these are names of angels. Jibril, Mikael, Israfil. With the scene, Israfil. He's in charge of the horn. He's the one who's going to blow in the trumpets. وَمِنْهُمْ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ. Likewise, from the angels is Malakul Maut, the angel of death. Shaykh ibn al-Uthaymeen, rahimahu ta'ala, he says, as for some people, they think that his name is Izra'il. Has no base to that. But rather, in the Quran and also in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his name is Malakul Maut. Malakul Maut, the angel of death. مُوَكَّلٌ بِقَبْدِ الْأَرْوَاحِ. His function and his job that is assigned to by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to him by Allah, to collect the souls of the people. To collect the souls. Al-Arwah. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ هُوَ مُوَكَّلٌ بِالْأَجِنَّ فِي بُطُونِ الْأُمَّهَاتِ. Likewise, says from the angels that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assigned to them the care of the fetus, the babies in the womb of their mothers. In the womb of their mothers. يَنْفُخُ فِيهَا الرُّوحِ. This angel, he's the one who blow the ruh and life into those fetus in the womb of his mother. وَيُؤْمَرُ بِأَرْبَعِ كَلِمَاتٍ يَكْتُبُهُنْ. And also, this angel is commanded also to write for that fetus, still in the womb of his mother, four things. As it occurs in the hadith, that actually is going to be the fourth hadith in the hadith of Imam An-Nawawi. The hadith of Ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet says, إِنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ يُجْمَعُ خَلْقُهُ فِي بَطْنِ أُمِّهِ أَرْبَعِينَ يَوْمًا. This we're going to see the hadith, inshallah. The hadith number four. In this hadith, inshallah, in which one of the things that the angel who's assigned to the fetus and the babies in the womb of their mothers, that he will write four things. We're going to get into that in detail, inshallah, when we get to the hadith later, inshallah. قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى ومنهم يعني من الملائكة ومنهم من هو موكل بحفظ أعمال بني آدم. And from the angels and those who their job is Allah assigned them to write the deeds of the children of Adam, to preserve and write down the deeds, as in Surah Al-Infitar, that's chapter 82, verses 10 and 11, to 12 actually, 10, 11, 12. Allah says, وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ. But verily over you are appointed angels in charge of mankind to watch you. كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ. Honorable, writing down your deeds, angels. And sometimes some of us think he's alone. You look around to the right, left, don't see nobody from the human beings. I'm alone. You're not alone. يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. They know all that you do. And keep in mind these angels, by the way, we open a window here, we're going to close it soon, inshallah, is that these angels, as Allah tells us about the angels, لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. They never disobey Allah, the angels. Not like us, a human being. We disobey Allah sometimes. Or some people that constantly in disobedience to Allah. نسأل الله السلام والعافية. But them, the angels, never disobey Allah. Rather, they act upon what they command. We human beings, some of us, we command it and we think about it. The command, we know it 3 years ago, still didn't act upon it once. Right or wrong. We or a command, we think like if we act upon it once, that's it. No, we act upon it once, but we broke it many, many, many other times. Not the angels, man. The angels, they do what Allah tells them to do. And they're right. Allah tells us they're right. Well, make no mistake. They're right everything. You can cut no deal with them of any kind. They take no sick leave, no breaks, nothing. All right? Like we're using it in our forms, because if somebody say, man, that this guy is watching you, well, then that guy has to go use the bathroom, that guy has to go to eat, he has a break, right or wrong? He may get sick one day, and you have a break. Yeah, right. With the angels, none of that happened. So we gotta get it together, right or wrong? May Allah help us, Ameen. And they're not partial to somebody or some, no, man. They just do what Allah tells them to do. And they don't wrong anybody or oppress somebody just because he's from this country, they're gonna write this on these guys from the other country, man, they're gonna let them write, like we say, no, none of that. They write what Allah tells them to write. You're an Arab, non-Arab, black, white, PhD, never, don't even know how to write your name. Got money or you never have any money. American or Gambian or I don't know where. I just choose these two countries randomly. That's what comes to my mind. Doesn't matter. They are right. So this will help us, ya akhwan. See, that's the purpose of this class. Now, angels, mashallah, writing down our deeds. So now, hey, what you want to see on Yawm al-Qiyam? Fi dhalika al-kitab. Now let us, we're human, we're wrong ourselves, but let us be from those people that the Prophet ﷺ says, كُلُّكُمْ خَطَّاءُونَ وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. All of you wrong yourselves, but the best of those who wrong themselves, those who repent afterwards, not those who continue doing it like they think like they will live forever. It's amazing. Some of us, we do things and even when we're reminded, like, nah, that's not for me. I'm only 26. That must be for somebody who's 60 above, man. They're close to the grave. Who told you this? Who lied to you? Don't you know sometimes in a family, the angel of death come and take a baby of 6 months in the same house there is his grandfather, he's 83 years old. Have diabetics, have cancer, have this and have that. And the family, they were like, man, he's going to leave anytime. The angel of death came and take a young man, 19 years old, just graduated, healthy, strong boy. So the angel of death came right there. And the grandfather, who's 83 years old, he's still alive. He's right there next room. But the angel came to take the soul of that boy. Certain people, they think like, man, listen, man, I still have some time. Who told you you still have some time? You have the moment that you're in right now. You don't know if you're going to make it for tomorrow. That's why we always mention this. Death is certain. Tomorrow is not. Amen. Barakallahu feekum. قال الشيخ فالملائكة لهم أعمال موكلون بها يقومون بها وهم جند من جند الله. So he says, after he mentioned only an example, Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen رحمه وتعالى, he mentioned more in, because he has explanation of Arba'in al-Nawawi. I have the book with me. Once we finish this, if you have some time, I'll read to you inshallah. If not, we'll read to you maybe next class, because it's very important information Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen mentioned about the angels. Sheikh Saleh al-Fawzani says, so the angels, they have jobs that are assigned to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they act upon them. They do those things. They do whatever Allah tells them to do. When it comes to human being, man, you hire somebody and give them money, and they see, now you got to look for those people. Do you see so-and-so? I don't know, man. I'm calling him. I don't know, me too, akhi. He's not answering his phone. The angels, they act upon what Allah tells them. وهم من عالم الغيب الذين لا نراهم ولكننا نؤمن بوجودهم ونؤمن بأعمالهم التي ذكر الله جل وعلا. الحمد لله. ليكم الله يصلح بالكم. The Shaykh also said they are from عالم الغيب. They are from the unseen. Because nobody sees the angels. He said we don't see them, but we believe that they do exist. It's not like whatever you see. Some people, they don't believe in anything. They said, do you see it? No, so it doesn't exist. I don't know if it's true. They said people from Missouri or something, right? I don't know. I heard that. It's the show me state, they call it. I don't know how true is that. Allahu A'la. But certain people, they, if you see it, yes, I exist. You don't see it? Remember the Shaykh when he was here, he gave us an example. He says, this teacher, who is, mashallah, he's misguided. He believes only in what he sees. And he's teaching Muslims. And he told them Allah doesn't exist, waliyadu billah. They say, why, the teacher? He said to them, do you see Allah? They said, no. He said, okay, Allah doesn't exist. One student, Allah gave him tawfiq. And he said to them, hey, students, they say what? He said to them, do you see the teacher's brain? You see the brain of the teacher? They says, no. He said, oh, teacher has no brain. See? He says, the teacher has no brain, man. So, what do you think now that teacher gonna open his head and say, look at my brain? So he was defeated. But we, alhamdulillah, for Islam, we believe. If Allah said it, do we have to see it? No, we don't have to see it. Sometimes we see stuff and we still don't, some of us don't believe. May Allah rectify our affairs. So what the Shaykh says, we don't see them, but we believe they do exist. And we believe in all those jobs that they have, that Allah has mentioned. وَأَنَّهُمْ يَقُومُونَ بِهَا بِأَمْرِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. And this is our belief in the angels, ya ikhwan, because other people, they have other beliefs in the angels, right or wrong? Like the Christian, what they say? They say that when it rains, the angels come and say what? Rain, go away, come another day? لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Rain, go away and come another day. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Shaykh said, we believe in all of their jobs. And this is our aqidah. They do what Allah commanded them to do. This is our creed and our belief in the angels. لا كما انحرف في الملائكة. Not like those people who have deviant belief and creed in the angels. No, they believe in the angels some crazy stuff, falsehood. Right? فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ عَادَ بَعْدَهُمْ كَالْيَهُودِ. Some angels, actually certain people, they take them as an enemy, وَالْعِيَادَ بِاللَّهِ, like the Jews. يعادون جبريل عليه السلام ويقولون جبريل عدونا. اليهود, the Jews, they say that جبريل is their enemy عليه السلام. Yeah, they say it clearly. They say جبريل is their enemy والعياذ بالله. And they say ولو كان الذي نزل على محمد غير جبريل آمن به. And they said it. They said to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, if you told us that the one who brought you revelation was another angel other than Jibreel, we will certainly believe in your message. لكن لما كان الذي نزل عليه جبريل فنحن لا نؤمن به. They say, so since the one actually who brought, he says that's the one that brought the revelation to him is Jibreel, we don't believe in that. Because in a hadith, the delegation of the Jews, they came and they asked the Prophet some questions. They says, if you answer these questions right, we believe in you. Every one of them, they says, yes, you are right, until this one. He said, aha, no, Jibreel is our enemy. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. They said, they don't believe. لِأَنَّ جِبْرِيلَ عَدُوُّنَا. They says, because Jibreel is our enemy. But Allah refuted them in the Quran, in their falsehood, and their batil. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, in Surah Al-Baqarah, the verses 97 and 98, قُلْ مَنْ كَانَ عَدُوًا لِجِبْرِيلَ فَإِنَّهُ نَزَّلَهُ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ وَهُدًى وَبُشْرَى لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ مَنْ كَانَ عَدُوًا لِلَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَجِبْرِيلَ وَمِيكَالَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَدُوٌّ لِلْكَافِرِينَ. Say, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, whoever is an enemy to Jibreel, Gabriel in English, let him die in his fury. For indeed he has brought it, meaning this Quran, down to your hearts by Allah's permission, confirming what came before it, the Torah and the Injil and the guidance and glad tidings for the believers. Whoever is an enemy to Allah, His angels, His messengers, Jibreel and Mikael, then verily, wa Mikael, verily Allah is an enemy to the disbelievers. To the disbelievers. So the Jews, they don't. They say that Jibreel alayhi salam, he's their enemy. Wa min al-Shi'a aydan, man yu'adi Jibreel ta'athran bil-Yahud. And from the Shia wal-Iyadu billah, those who show enmity to Jibreel follow in the footsteps of the Jews. Actually, some of the ulama, they wrote books. In those books, they mention many points of similarity between the creed of the Jews and the creed of al-Rafid al-Shia. They resemble each other. Wal-Iyadu billah. And then the ulama, they mentioned that the danger of a Shia Rafida is more greater than the danger of the Jews on the Muslims of the Sunnah. So what the Jews, they say, the Shia, what they say, the Shia, what they say? They say, إِنَّ الرِّسَالَ لِعَلِي وَلَكِنْ جِبْرِيلَ خَانَ وَأَعْطَاهَ لِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. Look how wicked their statement. They say, the message of Islam actually was meant for who? For Ali. Jibreel betrayed the message. Betray and gave it to Muhammad. Will he say this is wa'udu billah? They saying that Allah didn't know about this? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. La hawla wa la quwwata. Allah salam wa al-afiyah yakfina sharrahum. Wa sha'iruhum yaqul khana al-amin wa saddaha an haydara. And in their poet they say that he has betrayed, meaning Al-Amin, he's supposed to be trustworthy on the revelation, but he has betrayed that trust of Allah and took it away from Haydara. Who's Haydara? Is Ali. He took it away from Ali. Meaning who's supposed to be the last prophet according to them? Ali. Wal-Iyadu Billah. شيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه تعالى يقول ومن الناس خصوصا المشركين من يقول الملائكة بنات الله تعالى الله عما يقولون. He says, and also from other group of people, especially the mushrikeen, the polytheists, those upon shirk, they say الملائكة, the angels, are the daughters of Allah. Free is Allah indeed from what this falsehood they ascribe to him. نعم, the mushrikeen, they say that the angels are the daughters of Allah. Allah's daughters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it in Surah Az-Zukhruf. That's chapter 43, verse 19. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and they make the angels, who themselves are slaves of the most gracious Allah, females. They make them females. 19, inshallah. Surah Az-Zukhruf, ayah 19. And they make the angels, who themselves, those angels, they are slaves of Allah, servants of Allah, they made them females. هَلْ شَهِدُوا خَلْقَهُمْ. Were they there when Allah created the angels to say they are females or males or females? لِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. Also in Surah At-Tur, which is chapter 52, Surah At-Tur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah At-Tur, verse 39, أَمْ لَهُ الْبَنَاتُ وَلَكُمُ الْبَنُونَ. Or has he Allah, or has he only daughters and you have sons? It's the refutations against the polytheists, for they say that Allah has daughters, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. And in Surah An-Nahl, that's chapter 16, in verse 58, وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدُهُمْ بِالْأُنْثَى ظَلَّ وَجْهُهُ مُسْوَدًّا وَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ. ظَلَّ وَجْهُهُ مُسْوَدًّا وَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ. And when the news of the birth of a female child is brought to any of them, the mushrikeen, his face becomes dark and he is filled with inward grief. Iyadu billah. I'm going to read to you the rest of the ayahs because the Shaykh wanted to mention the ayah 62. يتوارى من القوم من سوء ما بشر به أيمسكه على هون أم يدسه في التراب ألا ساء ما يحكمون. He hides himself from the people because of the evil of the whereof he has been informed. Shall he keep her with dishonor or bury her in the earth? Certainly evil is their decision. They decide upon evil, عياذ بالله. Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse 62, وَيَجْعَلُونَ لِلَّهِ مَا يَكْرَهُونَ وَتَصِفُ أَلْسِنَتُهُمُ الْكَذِبُ أَنَّ لَهُمُ الْحُسْنَى لَا جَرَمَ أَنَّ لَهُمُ النَّارَ وَأَنَّهُمْ مُفْرَطُونَ. They assign to Allah that which they dislike for themselves. And their tongues assert the falsehood that the better things will be theirs. No doubt for them is the fire, and they will be in the fire. وَلِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. Shaykh Salih Hafidhullah, he says, Allah is telling them, and also in Surah As-Safat, which is a chapter 37, in the verses 153 to 155. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَصْطَفَ الْبَنَاتِ عَلَى الْبَنِينَ مَا لَكُمْ كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُونَ أَفَلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. Has he, Allah, has he then chosen daughters rather than sons? What is the matter with you? How do you decide? Will you not then remember? The Shaykh says, Allah is telling them, فَإِذَا كُنْتُمْ لَا تَرْضَوْنَ الْبَنَاتِ لِأَنفُسِكُمْ وَتَكْرَهُونَهُنَّ فَكَيْفَ تَنْسِبُوهُنَّ إِلَى اللَّهِ جَلَّ وَعَلَى. If you dislike daughters for yourselves, and you are not pleased when your wives give birth to daughters, how would you ascribe that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? مَا أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَمْ يَتَّخِذْ وَلَدًا. Now the Shaykh says, keep in mind that Allah has no sons and no daughters. وَلَكِنْ هَذَا مِنْ بَابِ الرَّدِّ عَلَيْهِمْ. There is nothing wrong with the daughters, okay? They beautiful babies. He says, but this is from the way that Allah is refuting them. Okay, Allah is refuting them. وَبَيَانِ فَسَادِ قَوْلِهِمْ. To show how corrupt and false and wicked is indeed their statements and their decision. But to have a boy or a girl, I should say Alhamdulillah. Okay? There is so many people, they love to have a girl. They have nothing but boys, they would love to have a good, beautiful girl. And then there is those people who have a lot of girls, they would love to have a boy. Right or wrong? Huh? And there are certain people, Allah gave them both, boys and girls. And then there is some people have nothing, none. No boys like akhi. Alhamdulillah, boy, girl, akhi, alhamdulillah, see? Now this has to be with, we thank Allah. We don't know the good word in a boy or in a girl. Alright? We don't follow the way of jahiliyyah. Rather, the ulama mentioned that if you have boys and girls, you should be just. You cannot prefer the boys over the girls or the girls over the boys. It's not good in Islam. You gotta be just. Naam, because this is very serious, ya akhwan. Some people, some women, they be looked at bad because she gave birth to 6 girls. But that man, whenever they say, girl, it's like he's blaming her. Like she's the one that decide. A'udhu billah. Who decide? Who gave boys or girls? Allah. So why? So is he mad with her or he mad with what Allah decrees? That's what that person is mad with. Likewise, this man have nothing about boys. And then he get mad at the lady or she get mad at him. Well, try next time for a girl. Try next time. What you talking about? This is aqidah. Are we going to try next time for a girl? What do you mean you try? Try to correct your aqidah. That's what you want to try. Try to think right. And we're going to try to make... We ain't making nothing. It's from Allah. And be pleased with what Allah has given you. And that's a responsibility now. That's a responsibility. See, some people, they still have those thoughts of jahiliyyah, al-iyadu billah. No, man, you got to tell them, fear Allah. You're Muslim. Allah, you believe in the qadar. You believe in Allah. Allah gives. يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورُ وَيَهَبُ شَاءُ الْإِنَاثِ. He gives to some he wishes, Allah wishes. That's his decision. Nobody decide. He gives to whom he will, boys, and he gives to others, girls. And for people, they give them both. For some people, got nothing. Say Alhamdulillah. Alright? Not just when you sneeze. Say Alhamdulillah for everything. Anything. Say it. Alhamdulillah. It's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when you accept the qadr, oh, subhanallah, you will have a life of what? Of ease and peace. And we're going to get to that. Subhanallah, the chapter of qadr is an amazing chapter. Once we get to to what the Shaykh Salih Al-Fawzan said about the qadr, la ilaha illallah, mashallah. Subhanallah, you're going to say alhamdulillah for the ulama. Allah, ya akhi, if we understand the qadr correctly and we apply it, man, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter who have money, who don't have it, you're sick, you're healthy, as long as you keep your eyes on a prize. Paradise. That's the moment. You know? Tayyib. Now, so the Shaykh said this is only from the way Allah is refuting them and showing that their statements are false and batil. Okay? كما أن النصارى يقولون المسيح ابن الله فنسبوا لله جل وعلا الابن والمشركون نسبوا له البنات. Likewise, the Christians, what they say? Jesus is the son of God. والعياذ بالله تعالى الله على عما يقولون علوا كبيرا. Likewise, the mushrikeen, they say Allah has daughters. والله لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا. Reality is Allah has no wife and no children. I see, that's reality. لماذا الشيخ says لأن الولد جزء من الوالد وشبيه بالوالد والله جل وعلا ليس له شريك ولا شبيه وهو الغني سبحانه وتعالى ليس بحاجة إلى الأولاد إنما هذا في البشر والمخلوقات هي التي بحاجة إلى الأولاد. The Sheikh says because the son takes on characteristics of his father and he resembles his father. But Allah has nobody that take anything from his characteristics, nothing or attributes. Nobody share anything. Don't you see a child looks like his father or not? Most of the case, right? His eyes, that's like he got his father's eyes. He got his father's attitude. Hopefully good one, inshallah. He got this, he got that. Now if they say he's a son of God, meaning he has some of the attributes of Allah, a'udhu billah. Allah laysa kamithlihi shay. Nothing is like unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody share with Allah anything. Huwa al-ghani. Allah is in no need for anyone. Rather the people, they are the one who needs children. And we know the virtues of children, man. They help you out. And when you're still alive, you know, children do a lot of things, right? Right or wrong? They do trouble. They troublemakers sometimes. Sajid, right? Wrong? Huh? Little bit. Not a lot. Little bit. Right, Muhammad? Where you at? He's already in trouble? Ah, okay, mashallah. Yeah, but also they do a lot of good things. Right or wrong, sir? Huh? Yeah, they do good things, man. Like what? Tell us, the parents. Tell me something that good things children do. What is? Huh?
Take care of you when you're sick.
Take care of you when you're sick? You have children?
Yeah, but he doesn't take care of you.
Okay, well, say the truth, brother. Tell me what's true. Now, Jay, what do children do? Good things. Man, you don't know? All of you have kids or what? What they do, Abdul Majid? Ah, they make you a tea. That's a good thing now. Making a tea is a good thing. Alright. Alright. What else, say?
They obey you.
Huh?
They obey the father.
They obey you, mashallah. You tell them do something, they do it, huh? What else? Nah. They read the Quran, mashallah, alhamdulillah, that make you happy. That's a good thing when they read the Quran, subhanallahu akbar. They listen to the Quran. It's not like some kids listen to music, al-iyadu billah. Their parents like, subhanallah, how can I get him out of music to Quran? But another father, he's like, alhamdulillah, I don't have to go through that, see? Alright? There's a lot of things they do. And then after death, after we die, how good those children can be to us? Make dua for you. See, make dua. If you raise them upon good, they will end sujood, oh Allah have mercy on my father, my parents. Because it included, they may not say just the father, they say my parents. Father and mother. Oh Allah have mercy on them, oh Allah forgive them. If you die upon Islam, of course. But if somebody die upon other than Islam, then they don't deserve the dua. But when you die upon Islam, alhamdulillah, upon tawheed, then your children, they make dua for you. Oh Allah, forgive my parents and this and that. So Allah is in no need for children and the like. So as I mentioned to you, inshallah, we may still have some time to read to you some of the, because that was the end of the explanation of Sheikh Salah al-Fawzani to this. But here in the page 50 to 51, I'm not going to read everything, but I just highlighted something. It's like a summary to what we said so far. قال والإيمان بالملائكة يتضمن. He says in summary, Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen, rahmat, now is Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen from his explanation of the 40 hadith. He says, having belief in the angels comprise the followings. Number one, الإيمان بأسماء من علمنا أسماءهم. To have belief with their names, those who their names we know, from the Quran or from the Sunnah. Like Jibreel alayhi salam. If he's Jibreel, now we believe that there is an angel, his name Jibreel. ثانيا, number two, أن نؤمن بما لهم من أعمال. We believe in the actions they have and the job that is assigned to by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to them. For example, Jibreel موكل بالوحي ينزل به من عند الله إلى رسله. Jibreel alayhi salam, he brings the wahi, the revelation from Allah to his messengers. Mikael موكل بالقطر أي بالمطر والنبات نبات الأرض. Mikael, he's in charge by Allah. Allah put him in charge of the rain. The rain. Rainfalls. And also the vegetation on earth. وإسرافيل موكل بالنفخ في الصور. إسرافيل, he's in charge of the blowing in the trumpets. He's the one who's going to blow in the trumpet. النفخ في الصور. SubhanAllah, look now, there is a fa'ida, azeema, jameela, this beautiful benefit from Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen. See, that's why when you go read other books of ulama, you get, because see, I don't want to do it all time because it's going to make the class very expanded, you know, and we're going to stay on one page or one point. But sometimes, inshallah, we may do it just to know that if you read more books of the ulama on one subject, SubhanAllah, the ulama, they give you different benefits. Look what Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen. Keep in mind that Shaykh Fawzan, this book here, Shaykh Fawzan, he was a very summarized class. It was after Fajr. He didn't go into details, okay? But Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala, he give a little bit more, he go a little bit more into details. And we're going to read to you that, inshallah ta'ala, benefit after the adhan, inshallah. Now, Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen رحمه الله تعالى, he says, when he mentioned, he says, هؤلاء الثلاثة, meaning Jibreel, Mikael, and Israfil. These three angels, Jibreel, Mikael, Israfil, كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يذكرهم عندما يستفتح صلاة الليل. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he get up to pray tahajjud, صلاة الليل, the night prayer, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he used to mention them in the dua. When the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, before he recites al-Fatiha, he will make this dua in Salat al-Layl. When he wakes up to pray in the night prayer, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم will make this dua, Allahumma Rabba Jibra'il wa Mika'il wa Israfil, to the end of the hadith. Dua. O the Lord of Jibra'il, Mika'il and Israfil. Jibra'il is Jibreel. The hadith collected by Imam Muslim في كتاب صلاة المسافرين وقصرها. The Shaykh says, Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen says, what is the hikmah the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم choose the names of these three angels? قال الحكمة من هذا أن كل واحد منهم موكل بحياة. Because the wisdom is understood because every one of these angels is assigned with life. His job related to, associated with life, with the hayat. فَجِبْرِيلُ مُوَكَّلْ بِالْوَحِي وَهُوَ حَيَاتُ الْقُلُوبِ. He says, because Jibreel alayhi salam, his job is to bring the wahi, revelation, and the revelation bring life to the hearts. Bring life to the hearts. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Ash-Shura, that's chapter 42, in the verse 52, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رُوحًا. And thus we have sent to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ruh, meaning a revelation and a mercy of our command. وَمِكَائِيلُ مُوَكَّلْ بِالْقَطْرِ وَالنَّبَاتِ وَهُوَ حَيَاةُ الْأَرْضِ. Mikael, he's the one who's in charge of the rain and the growth, and this bring life to the earth. The rain bring life. Allah tells us in other ayats that the earth is dead, but then when the rain fall on it, alhamdulillah, it comes back to life. وإسرافيل موكل بالنفخ في الصور وهو حياة الناس الحياة الأبدية. And as for Israfil, he's in charge with the blowing in the trumpet, which the people will be alive for eternity. That's the eternal life after the blowing of the, in the trumpets. The Shaykh says, and it is apparent and is very understood, is easy to understand, because إِذَا قُمْتَ مِنَ النَّوْمِ فَقَدْ بُعِثْتَ مِنْ مَوْتِ. He says, when you wake up from sleep, you came back to life from death. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-An'am, in the verse 60, وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا جَرَحْتُمْ بِالنَّهَارِ ثُمَّ يَبْعَثُكُمْ فِيهِ. It is He, meaning Allah, who takes your souls by night when you are asleep, and has knowledge of all that you have done by day. Then He raises, meaning wakes you up again, that a term appointed, your life period be fulfilled. Also in Surah Az-Zumar, verse 42, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اللَّهُ يَتَوَفَّى الْأَنفُسَ حِينَ مَوْتِهَا وَالَّتِي لَمْ تَمُتْ فِي مَنَامِهَا فَيُمْسِكُ الَّتِي قَضَى عَلَيْهَا الْمَوْتِ وَيُرْسِلُ الْأُخْرَى إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. In Surah Az-Zumar, verse 42, it is Allah who takes away the souls at the time of their death, and those that die not during their sleep. He keeps those souls for which He has ordained death, and sends the rest for a term appointed. Verily, in these are signs for a people who think deeply. Likewise, the Shaykh says, there is other, we summarize for the time. We believe also that for other angels, they have other specific jobs. Shaykh Al-Taymin also, he said, those who write the deeds of the servants, and he mentioned the ayat 16 to 18 in Surah Qaf, and also in Surah Al-Infitar. And also from the angels, those who are in charge of protecting the people, Bani Adam. There are those who take the soul, and there is those who they ask the deceased person in his grave those questions. Also, there is some of the angels who they welcome the believers in Yawm al-Qiyamah. The believers, the mu'mineen, as Allah tells in Surah Al-Anbiya 103, وَتَتَلَقَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, and the angels greet them, greet the believers. May Allah make us from them, ameen. There is some angels who their job is to give tahiyya to Ahli al-Jannah. In Surah Al-Ra'd, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يَدْخُلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ بَابٍ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِمَا صَبَرْتُمْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. Alright, there is some angels, they enter upon the believers in the Jannah, and they tell them, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Ra'd, verses 23 and 24. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the believer, He says, Paradise, Adam, everlasting gardens which they shall enter, and also those who acted righteously from among their fathers and their wives and their offsprings. And angels shall enter to them from every gate, saying to them, Salamun alaykum, peace be upon you, for you persevered in patience. Excellent indeed is the final home. Patience, ya akhwan. Now, some of us, they want it right now. Doesn't matter. No, patience, it pays. And also the Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, he says, some of the angels, that's what they do, worship Allah day and night. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, يُسَبِّحُونَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ لَا يَفْتُرُونَ. These are the angels. The Prophet ﷺ says in the hadith that the sky made this noise. Okay? And the Shaykh, he explained it. It's like when you have on a roof or something, it's like heavy, and you hear that noise, that's a heavy weight on top of something. Likewise, the heaven make that noise. Why? Because it says there is not mawdi' arba' asabi', there is not a spot of four fingers, except that there is an angel worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, standing in prostration or in bowing position, ruku'. That's what the angels do. So the Shaykh, he mentioned some of those, mashallah, some of those jobs and the roles and that are assigned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the angels. Subhanakallahu wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.